From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. The power of nationalism has been a driving force in music for centuries in many countries, and national sentiments have inspired a world of great music. Finland has a homebred musical tradition that's embodied in one of the most famous works ever composed, Finlandia by Sibelius. There was also a vivid nationalist trend in the music of 19th century Russia, heard at the opera in the works of Glinka, who wrote a drama called A Life for the Tsar, and in the historical epics of Borodin and Mussorgsky. And another strong nationalist current is heard in the works of Czech composers of the 19th and early 20th centuries. Dvořák, Martinů, and Janáček wrote music steeped in the culture and tradition of their homeland. Instrumental works brimming with the spirit and color of folk tunes, songs and operas in which the very rhythm of the music is governed by the unique cadences of the Czech language. And there's one composer in particular who played a key role in the mid-1800s in getting that trend started, Bedřich Smetana. Smetana's most famous piece is almost surely this one, the Moldau, from a set of seven-tone poems called Mavlast, or My Country. But Smetana also displayed his love for Czech traditions in the opera house. The most familiar of his eight operas is the comedy The Bartered Bride, set in a small Czech village. And Smetana used similar settings for several other operas, including a rarely heard charmer called The Secret. On this edition of NPR World of Opera, we have a production of Smetana's The Secret that comes to us straight from the source, the Prague National Theater, an opera house built in 1883 in a place that's come to symbolize the composer's national pride, on the banks of the Moldau River itself.